مولاي صل وسلم ذا شيديها واغفر لي قاريها. سألتك الخير يا ذا الجود والكرم، يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ.
Hey, then that will give us some appreciation. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says in this ayat kareema, remember that time, don't forget. That is why read Quran Sharif and try and get some understanding also. But in that also, very important, we must take our precautions also. Don't become a mufassir of your own. Fortunately, that is what is happening today. Just yesterday, some friends came who are making a great effort of all this deviant sects. And how many in our locality, our people, our very own people, are getting involved in all these things. Today, we're one side, the internet, there were benefits also. But one wonders why that has been now all wrong what they have taught us. And today we have found the truth, what is the right thing. All these terrible things are taking place. So we have to be extremely cautious for ourselves also. Don't think only for our children who are at schools, who are at varsities, etc. They are more exposed. They are more vulnerable, much more vulnerable. At Darul Uloom, they are going to give degrees now. Bachelor's degrees, Bachelor of Honours degrees. So far country away, the immigration officer, how they are working on us, and we are fast asleep. We are fast asleep. We don't even want to practice upon our deen, which has been given to us ready-made. And that when we hear the azan, this is also a thing which we are very neglectful of, respect the azan. At least, minimum, respect the azan. On that I remember again another thing, a certain woman in Bombay, who was a very evil woman, Muslim, but doing all the wrong things, all the terrible wrong things. When her death came, her time respects and honors the shiar of Allah Ta'ala. Today, our good gatherings, adhan goes, it means absolutely nothing to us. It doesn't move us in the least, but we are talking, we carry on with our talking. Alright, if we are doing some deeny work and that, but that also in your conscience, adhan is going now. But not even that, dunya's work we are doing, it has spelled it out in the Quran Sharif, from Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. A person his whole life can't make tafsir of just Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. That the praises of Allah, who is Rabbul Alameen, not only Rabbul Muslimin, Rabbul Salihin, but Rabbul Alameen. And how Allah, Rabb, the one who brought from non-creating those things which you got no idea of today. And consequently we see today, today the aeroplane, today the motor cars, today what and what still Allah is going to create. Only Allah Ta'ala knows. Continuously, وَيَخْلُقُ Allah is creating and will keep on creating. And خَلَق create, not manufacture, things which were not in Madinatul Munawwara, in Masjid al-Nabawi. And he say, يَسْتَارِيَ الْجَبَلْ And where thousands of miles away, kilometers away, he's telling the Amir of the Jamaat, watch the mountain, watch the mountain. This for a believer, it's believable. For an unbeliever, we'll say he won't believe all these things. Sayyidina Umar night, and he's sitting without, he took off his clothes or other warm clothes. Just the basics he was. Somebody asked him, is this the time to put off your clothes? He says, I can't help the poor. At least I can sympathize with them by being like them. How many of us give a second thought? Maulana Muhammad this morning, mashallah, taught us that very valuable dua. Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali say, a person who makes dua, that, oh Allah, have mercy on all your creation. The birds in the air, the fish in the water, the animals in the jungle, all the ants, etc. A person who makes dua, Allah raises him to the darja of a qutub of the time. And we are causing an obstacle there. Still, no, I have to make namaz behind Maqam. Even if you make in the building the haram, you are also behind Maqam Ibrahim. But if there isn't that big crowd, by all means go and make it there. And that is the best place. But inside of that beautiful case is that rock on which are the imprinting two people building the whole Kaaba Sharif. Today, that same Kaaba, try and build it somewhere, only two people. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam at a ripe old age. And Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, a small child. Hey, these two people are building the house of Allah. Who can do this besides the help of Allah? So, fihi ayatum bayyinat. If we excel there, it is declared a heritage site, and you can't interfere with it. And the gate of it, which comes in the hadith, there or the Shura hadith say, it required 40 people that steel gate to carry. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one man alone. People, Allah save us all. We go to university, send our children, and they are influenced with other sects there. There are Shias there, there are Salafis there, and now the Qadianis are raising their head again everywhere. And all these things are happening there. If you lose your child like that, what have you gained? And remember how you get that Jamaat. And today we are just too happy, rukhsat. If you're a traveler, you can just make your 2 rakats. And that also, in less than perhaps 2 seconds, if we can do it. Just quickly make our namaz. Now we have to carry on. But look at these people who have got deen in them. They didn't get the knowledge of deen for rukhsat. They got knowledge of deen for fighting one another. We all have to, in our way, whichever way, don't waste your time in arguing with people and trying to answer questions and that. Friends were saying that on the website also, that they put one thing, and on ulama websites, every alim is giving. Now all the time, you see, even while we're having majlis, comes the lesson of Hajira, that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, where was he born? And how with his people, with his own father, he was not only an idol worshipper, he was the maker of idols and seller of idols. And then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam could not stomach all this. And then the whole incident, how Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam broke all up, ke tu hakim bhi hai, hakim bhi hai. We are quite content, O Allah. You are the absolute ruler and you have got full wisdom and you know your work. So why must we worry? But we worry about our children. One friend came, he said that he wants to make his will and all that. And he says, but the only problem is, my unborn girls have to have one mouse in the qabr. If we wake up and there's one mouse in the qabr, what will be one mosquito, one fly, and what will be in the qabr? This is what we have to be concerned about. So this Hajj, going to Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, should bring alive all these things. And that we become conscious of these things. Tawbah, Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali says, whatever conditions are on us today, because Allah is displeased with us. That is all, that Allah is displeased with us. And if Allah is pleased, He will make the conditions favorable for you. And to make please Allah is not difficult. See, that you want to do it. You want to fulfill all that. Allah will help that person. And if we do our Hajj like that, and we went to Rozai Mubarak, and we pledged, make the pledge with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some brothers want to become bay'at, the pledge with Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. When we go there and we read salatu wa sallam in that, the pledge we make in tawaf together. There is no separation there. Masjid al-Nabawi, mashallah, Haram Sharif of Makkah, lots sections for women. Before, one time we knew that even wherever you were, women were there also. But now hardly. They make sure all the women go in the women section. But in the tawaf, we are still all together. And what your intentions were, Allah give us all tawfiq. And let us, and at least now, let us realize that the Hajj we have made, or if we have made more Hajj also, that also make dua Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, accept it. And may try and make one dua, Ya Allah, since I'm born, whatever good forms of worship you gave me, whether it was Hajj machine, it says no funds. Now you are in a foreign country, and other countries you can still hack somebody's email and ask for help and say, please come in and help me, I'm in the difficult position here, or whatever, from the qabr, what are we going to do? So Allah Ta'ala help me, help us all, we are all in great and dire need of preparing for Abduhu wa Rasooluh sallallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله love of dunya and being unmindful of Akhirat, and from the sun of following my whims and desires, and being unmindful of the commandments of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the Sunnah of Rasul before mort, grant me Tawbatan Nasuha. Grant my mort on Imani Kamil, on Kalimai Shahadat, Wat Afiyat, Izzat, Rahat, and Salamati. Gather me tomorrow on the